Praise the Lord. I want to reiterate and say it's such an honor to be here, invited by my dear, dear friend and brother, Pastor Fola. It's such an honor to be here, and I thank you so much for this invitation. And I just want to give a shout out to everybody that is watching, and we trust God that God will speak to us from heaven. We need a word from God. My prayer tonight is that you will hear the voice of God and not the voice of a man. I pray that God will speak expressly to not only you, to even to me, myself, and his name will be glorified. Let's have a word of prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship and bless you, and we thank you for an opportunity to fellowship together as a family of believers. Thank you for my dear friend, Pastor Fola, and his wife, children, and the church, the Love Assembly. We give you all the praise and glory. Thank you for everyone that is watching in from different corners of the world. And we ask, Father, that speak to us. Think through my mind. Use my vocal cords. Let Jesus be glorified here today. Let your spirit have a free course and honor the humble Galilean. Do what you do best. Change our lives. We ask you, Lord. Lord, once again, we say we don't assume your presence. We cry for it. We ask for the presence of God to permeate the airwaves, to permeate the homes and offices of people, wherever people are watching from. You be God in their lives, King of kings and Lord of lords. We vow to give you all the praise and glory. We bind the works of the enemy over this broadcast and every life in Jesus' name. Praise God. I'm going to be speaking on manifesting the presence of God. And incidentally, the name of the ministry that God placed into our hands is called the Rivers of Love Ministries. And we have the Rivers of Love churches in Nigeria, a couple of churches. And I saw the name of this assembly, the Love Assembly, and, you know, something just clicked. You know, and once again, I want to say I love your pastor so much. He's a dear friend. I've known him for many years. We're childhood friends. Went to Government College Ibadan together. It's an honor to be here tonight. And so I'm going to be speaking about manifesting the presence of God. I'm going to start off from Romans chapter 8, verse 19. The Bible says, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." That's the King James Version of the Bible. The New American Standard Bible reads this way. It says, "For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God." And so creation is waiting for a manifestation of God's sons, God's children. I don't want to make a demarcation right now between the sons and children. You know, that's another teaching on its own. But simply said, the world is waiting. Creation is waiting. The world is waiting for the manifestation of God's children. The world is waiting for God's children to wake up from their slumber, for God's children to do what they need to do for the glory of God, that the lives and lands of men will change for time and for eternity. And I love, because Pastor Fola told me that this is the theme for the month of March. And the Spirit of God led me to flow along with this theme, manifesting the presence of God. And I'm going to be linking the presence of God with that scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 19. And you'll be honest, because you know, it looks like as if, but you said that the manifestation of the children of God or of the sons of God, but you're talking about God's presence manifesting. But we're going to tie things up together. Now, I want to dive very quickly because of my time into a definition of presence. Let me do that quickly. Presence. The first definition I'll give is presence can be defined as the state or fact of being present as with others or in a place. Oh, somebody is present. Somebody is here. Number two, the immediate personal vicinity of a great personage given audience or reception. The immediate personal vicinity of a great personage given audience or reception. Presence. You came into the presence of a great man or a great person. How apt is that to coming into the presence of God? The third definition I'll give is a divine or supernatural spirit felt to be present. Now, when Pastor Fola comes into church, ladies and gentlemen, whether we believe it or not, his presence comes into church. Whenever you see Pastor Fola and any member of the church, when you come to church, your presence comes to church. Wherever my friend Pastor Fola is, wherever he is present, his presence is present. Right? Now, Pastor Fola is a son of God. He's a husband. He's a father. He's a pastor. He's an engineer. He's someone's son. He's someone's brother. He's someone's friend. He's someone's cousin. He's someone's mentor. And we can go on and on. And so he has different caps or different hats that he wears at different times. But do you know that when he comes into a church or a place, he comes with the fullness of all those things I've listed out? Nothing can change that. All that is in the very place wherever he goes. Everything I've listed, he goes with who he is. He goes with what he has into that place. Now, I want to link this up with God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If any man be in Christ, if a person is born again, immediately you are born again, God comes to live inside you in the person of the Holy Spirit. So the moment you get born again, hear me, God's presence in the person of the Holy Spirit comes to live inside you. Now, you have to settle that in your mind and heart to have an understanding of manifesting the presence of God. The day you got saved, the day you asked Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior, God's presence came into your life, came into my life, and we became the habitation of God's presence. We became carriers of God's presence in the person of the Holy Spirit. Let's go quickly, if you have your Bibles with you, to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14. John chapter 14. And I'll be reading a couple of verses. I'll be reading from verse 15 all the way to verse 17. John chapter 14, the Gospel of John chapter 14, from verse 15 to verse 17. And I read, if ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Talking about the Holy Spirit. that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So these verses are about the Holy Spirit of the living God. These verses are about who? The Holy Spirit that came to live inside you when you got born again. Okay? So I'm going to read from verse 16. It says, and I will pray the Father, Jesus is speaking, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. The word another, there are two Greek words that are translated another. The Greek language is a very rich language. The New Testament was originally written in Greek. The Old Testament was originally written in Hebrew and a language called Aramaic. And in the Greek, there are two words that are translated another in the Greek. One of them is heteros. The other is allos or allos. Forgive me, I'm not Greek, so forgive my pronunciation. Allos. And then the next word, comforter, is the Greek word parakletos. Now, what is the difference between allos and heteros? Another comforter, that's what it means. Allos parakletos, another comforter. Now, what does it mean? Jesus said, I will pray the Father and he will give you another comforter. Allos parakletos, another comforter. What does allos mean? Allos, that's A-L-L-O-S, means another of the same kind with me. That's what Jesus was saying. A lot of people don't realize that there was a first comforter. The first comforter was Jesus. And then he tells his disciples here, he says, I'm going to pray the Father. He's going to give you another comforter like me. So the other word heteros means another of a different kind. So the word that is used here is the word allos, and it means another of the exact same type as me. In other words, Jesus was telling his disciples, when I go and the comforter comes, it will be as if I've never left you. He's going to be like me. He's going to talk like me. Everything he says is going to be what I will say. He's not going to be different from me. He's going to have the same purpose, the same direction, the same goals, the same feelings as me. I'm going to give you another comforter of the same type, parakletos, allos parakletos. The word parakletos means one called alongside to give aid. That's the meaning of the word parakletos. It's a, like I said, the Greek language is so rich. And the word parakletos has about seven different meanings that when you put them together, you get a full understanding of what the word parakletos means. Excuse me. Number one, the word parakletos means a comforter. That's the word that is translated here in the King James Version. I'm going to be reading mostly the King James Version. Bear with me. I know that's old-fashioned, but forgive me. Somebody joked and said, you're not born again if you're not reading King James, but that's a joke. Praise God. Okay? So now, parakletos, number one, it means comforter. Number two, it means counselor. Number three, it means helper. Number four, it means advocate. Number five, it means standby. Number six, strengthener. Number seven, intercessor. So the word parakletos has a sevenfold meaning. It's so rich. That's the person, the divine personality that lives inside you. The Trinity are not human beings, but they are divine personalities. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's not an it. He's not a thing. Oh, it will come. No, he's not an it. He's a person. He's rich and he's real. He's a comforter. He's a counselor. He's a helper. He's an advocate. He's a standby. He's a strengthener. He's an intercessor. That's the person that is living inside us, the Holy Spirit. God's presence is in us in the person of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus told his disciples, he said, I'm going away. In fact, he said, it's going to be more profitable for you that I go. Why? Because Jesus was limited on earth. But when the Holy Spirit came, the limits were taken off. Jesus could only be in one place at one time. But when the Holy Spirit came, he could be in every place at the same time. Now, very quickly, because of my time, there are three positions of the Holy Spirit with a person. Now, we see two of these positions here in John chapter 14. Okay, John chapter 14, and I'm going to read verse 16. It says, and I will pray let me go to verse 17. Forgive me there. Now, verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. That's why the world cannot manifest the presence of God. Without us, the world is doomed. We are the harbingers. We are the carriers of the divine presence. We're talking about manifesting the presence of God. It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you. So the first position of the Holy Spirit with a person is with you or around you. That's the Spirit around. The disciples were not born again. So the Holy Spirit was around them. But at a point in the Gospels, Jesus breathed upon them and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. That was the point where they got saved. That was the point where they got born again. That was the point. Now, the next thing he says here, he says, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. That's what happens when you get born again. The Holy Spirit comes to live inside you. Now, the third position of the Holy Spirit with a person. So I've spoken about two. One, there's the Spirit around. Two, there's the Spirit within. And three, you find it in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, there's the Spirit upon. The Spirit around, the Spirit within at the point of salvation, the Spirit upon for divine service. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Let's take a look at it very quickly. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So he's left the position of with you. He's left the position of in you. He's now in the position of upon you. And that's for service. But we're talking about manifesting God's presence. Somebody said God's presence is the ability of God to be present with human beings. I like that. It's a simple definition. Oh, I love that definition. It says God's presence is the ability of God to be present with human beings. I want to now give you some of the characteristics and dimensions of the presence of God. Forgive me if I'm moving a bit fast, you know, because my time is limited and I don't want to preach an everlasting gospel because, I mean, you have other things you need to get done. And so I'm just going to, wherever I get to, that's fine. The Holy Spirit will deal with the rest. Pastor Fola will, will go ahead. He's an anointed man of God. I listened to his teachings. I mean, I was so deeply blessed. I mean, if you are in Love Assembly, you are in the right place under the right pastor. Trust me. And if you are not in Love Assembly, please run there and join Love Assembly as quickly as you can. This is an anointed man of God who God is using to do great things. Now, I'm going to talk about characteristics and dimensions of the glory of God, of the presence of God. Number one, God is always present with his children. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. God is always present with his children. Hebrews chapter 13, and we're going to read verse 5. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, and I read, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I will never leave you nor forsake you. It's all right for people to say, when people say to a Christian, "God be with you," it's okay. I understand what it means. But in reality, God is with you. God is with you. I learned to add to my prayer, "God be with you in the full manifestation of his power and his presence." Because if I just say, "Oh, God be with you," it's good. It's okay. I understand the spirit by which you said it. But truth be told, he's already with me. Even if you didn't say it, God is with me. Because he said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." You need to have this God in me consciousness wherever you go, that God is in me. I know he's with you, but he lives in you. You are a carrier of the divine presence. So, number one, God is always present with his children. Number two, the presence of God can be felt. We're dealing with characteristics and dimensions. Characteristics and dimensions of the presence of God. The presence of God can be felt. This is what we call the tangibility of the presence of God. God's presence can be felt. So not only is God in you or with you, he said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," his presence can be tangibly felt. Let me give you some quick practical examples. I remember when I just got born again, I fell in love with the presence of God, and I began to pray that I would experience his presence and anointing. And for the first time in my life, I began to experience a sensation like electricity that began to run through my hands. It was like a gentle vibration of electricity. I didn't really understand what it meant. You know, in the past, you've had situations where you put your hand in a particular position, and then all of a sudden, you know, there are currents running through your hand. But I'm not talking about putting your hand in a position and such things begin to happen. There was a time I was just in the place of prayer, and all of a sudden, this numbness, this gentle electricity began to flow in my hands, and my hands were not in any position that could cause such a thing to happen. I didn't know then that was a manifestation of the presence of God, that I could feel his presence. Sometimes the presence of God can come over a person, and the person can be overwhelmed and begin to weep in God's presence. A lot of times during worship, you're just overwhelmed with his presence, and you begin to weep in God's presence. Some people begin to laugh in God's presence. Woo, glory to God! Because the presence of God has overwhelmed them. Some people actually start dancing. The presence of God comes upon them, and boo, they take up dancing. And glory to God! Hallelujah! Sometimes the presence of God is like a warm glow that just comes all over your body. Now, I'm a person of the word, and I believe that we need to balance feelings with the word of God. So we need to be anchored in God's word, but I need to tell you some practical manifestations of God's presence. There was a lady I prayed for, and she felt the presence of God twice. She said she felt the presence of God once like a wind just blew upon her. And then it happened again, twice. And she was healed of that sickness that she was going through. I was ministering in a place, and suddenly I felt the presence of God like a fire, like a heat, intense heat from my waist down to my feet. And there was somebody there that started getting delivered from demonic spirits without me laying my hands on that person. Just as I felt the presence of God, it covered me. You know how the Bible says that our God is a consuming fire? It consumed me from my waist right down to my feet. And suddenly, those demons started to come out of that person. I was ministering somewhere in a ministering line, and I felt the presence of God leaving my body like heat and going into people, and they were falling under the power of God as the presence of God would leave my body like that heat, like that fire. I actually felt it tangibly leaving my body like fire. Sometimes it could be like oil, that you feel an oil come all over you. So I'm just giving you these different things that they are characteristics and dimensions of the presence of God. Now, number three, the first one is God is always present. Number two, the presence of God can be felt. Number three, we can see the effects of God's presence. Let's take a look at 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 6. And I'm going to be reading from verse 10. 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 10. This is a story when David was transporting the Ark of the Covenant to Israel. Uzzah, the oxen that were carrying the ark stumbled. It seemed as if the ark was going to fall. And Uzzah stretched his hand to touch the ark and steady the ark, and he was instantly killed. And so David was afraid. He said, oh, I'm not taking this ark to my house. I'm not taking this ark to Israel. And the ark was instead taken into the house of a man by the name of Obed-Edom. And I'm going to read from verse 10. And it reads, it says, so David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David. But David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months. David was afraid of this ark. And here he transfers the ark. Guess what? Carrying the presence of God into the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months. Oh, I'm trying to imagine, you know, God will give us more revelation on why Uzzah was struck down. Maybe later, Pastor Fola will teach on that. That's a whole revelation on its own. But hey, wait a minute. In this man's house, this man had children. This man had a wife. Oh, trust me, his children would have been touching the ark and playing with the ark. So it had to have been more just touching the ark that caused the problem. But guess what? Look at what happened. Let me read verse 11 again. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. The Lord didn't kill Obed-Edom. The Lord blessed him. That's a manifestation of the presence of God. The presence of God that was carried in the ark. began to bless Obed-Edom. They began to see signs of the blessing of God. Verse 12. Now, look at verse 12. So, I'm talking about the point that we can see the effects of the presence of God. It can be seen. The presence of God is presently present with any born-again Christian. You have the presence of God. Number two, the presence of God can be felt tangibly. Number three, we can see the signs of the presence of God. Now, verse 12, it says, "And it was told King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness." Ladies and gentlemen, the blessing was so obvious, was so manifest, that Obed-Edom didn't have to go tell the king the testimony. People were giving Obed-Edom's testimony on his behalf to King David. And I prophesy to someone hearing this broadcast, watching this broadcast, people are going to tell your testimony around the globe. You're not going to have to give your testimony. People are going to tell your testimony on your behalf because of the presence of God. Lord, let it be so. King of Kings, that person that is watching this broadcast, do that miracle, do that healing, do that sign and that wonder. Let your presence invade that home, invade that marriage, invade that sick body, invade that job, karamanto puriantapa, and effect a healing, a miracle, a cure, a change, a restoration. King of all kings and Lord of all lords, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to that person who is going through problems in his or her job. I see that there's somebody who is your superior that is giving you problems in your workplace. And the Lord said, I should tell you, there's coming a turnaround. There's coming a shift. There's coming a shift. There's coming a turning around. Just like Haman was demoted, that person is going to be demoted and you are going to be promoted. That person that has been giving you problems in your workplace is about to be taken out of the way, and you are about to go a step higher. So says the Lord of hosts. Lord, confirm your word. King of all kings and Lord of all lords, we give you praise, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just give him praise and glory. Give him worship and honor. Again, some of the effects we can see from the presence of God are healings and miracles. Let's look at Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, very quickly. Luke, the fifth chapter. And we're going to, Luke, the fifth chapter. And we're going to start reading from verse 1. I'm going to read very quickly. "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land." I hear the voice of God again speaking expressly to somebody watching this telecast. Jesus saw two ships, and he picked one of the ships. You are going to be picked. You are going to be handpicked. You are going to be selected. You are going to get that job. You are going to get that promotion. You are going to get that breakthrough. There were two ships, but he picked one. And I heard the voice of God saying, you are the one that is going to be picked. Whether the devil likes it or not, whether your preparation likes it or not, I heard the voice of God saying that you are the person that is going to be picked. There were two boats. But he looked at one and said, this is the boat that I'm going to pick. You are the person that God is going to pick. As I said those words, I felt the presence of God come upon me. And I sense it again. You are the one that is going to be picked. And as I'm speaking, if it concerns you, you're going to feel the presence of God just sweeping upon you. You are the one that God is going to pick. It's not going to be somebody else. It's going to be you. It's your time. It's your year. It's your month. It's your season. The stone that the builders rejected shall become the chief cornerstone. He that has been set aside shall be brought to center stage, says the Spirit of the living God. And so Jesus entered into the ship that belonged to Simon Peter. And he prayed and said, thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I'm going to begin to bring everything to a close here because I have just about 3 minutes left. Let me begin to round up. And so here is Jesus. He picks the boat that he's led to pick. He gets into the boat. He teaches the people. And God is saying so many things. God is not going to allow your life to just drift aimlessly. And I'm speaking to someone who has been serving God. You've been serving God. You've been faithful to God in the house of God, and things are not going the way you expected them to go. Peter toiled all night long. And let me tell you something. The fishing nets that were made, they were made from a linen material. And that linen material was, because of that material, they couldn't fish in the day. They had to fish at night. Because if they fished in the day, the fish would see the linen and run away. But at night, the fish couldn't see the linen and they'd be caught. They fished all night long, no result. And there's somebody that has been serving God, has given their life to the service of God, and no results. Nothing tangible. Oh, nothing that to write home about. But God would have me tell you that a turnaround is coming. God lifts the poor from the dust, the needy from the dunghill, sets him to be with the prince, even the prince of his people. The turnaround is coming your way. There's a turnaround coming for you, child of God. And I sense that it's a lady, but don't just say because I said that, if you're a brother and you know that word is for you, you reject it. But I sense there is a particular lady who has been serving and serving in the house of God. And it looks as if there's nothing to write home about. There's another person who has been serving in the house of God. And yet a person to marry has eluded you somehow. You just can't meet the right person. You just can't connect with the right person. The Lord says a turnaround is coming. The Lord is speaking expressly to me that there's somebody who has been serving God that is watching this telecast and has remained barren. There's a turnaround coming. Manta kapayala manteke. I decree and command in the name of Jesus that barren womb be fruitful. I command those fallopian tubes be cleared. I command low sperm count be normal. I command the barren womb to carry children, twins, in the name of Jesus. I command a turnaround for everyone under the sound of my voice. I command the miracle power of God to go all over the earth into the homes of people watching and effect a change in the name of Jesus. Father, move in your power. Heal the sick. Deliver the oppressed. That woman that has been seeking for a child, let the baby come. That lady that her ministry has been barren, let there be a turnaround. That person that has been serving you, let there be a turnaround. King of Kings, do the miracles that only you can do. You are God that must be worshipped as he that has supernatural power. Prove that you are God in this place today. Glorify the humble Galilean in the name of Jesus. If I told you that I couldn't feel the presence of God, I'll be telling you a lie. Something is about to happen to somebody under the sound of my voice. You're going to give a testimony. You're going to tell Pastor Fola, God did a miracle for me. Father, so let it be. Surprise your people. Surprise your people. Prove that you are God. Glorify Jesus. Confirm your word in the name of Jesus. And as I round up right now, let me round up with what happened. And so he obeyed the Lord. He threw out the net. He threw out the net for water. He threw out the net for fish. And look at it, verse 6. Look at what happened. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. I prophesy to you, a net breaking, boat sinking breakthrough is coming your way. God is going to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think in Jesus' name, and amen. I want to hand over to Pastor Fola right now.
Yes, Lord. Please, people, let's pray. Let's pray. Miracles, 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 miracles. We have been praying, asking God for miracles, 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 miracles. In the name of Jesus, please pray. Your presence,
oh
God. Your presence around within, upon your presence around within, upon.
Moving your glory, Father, what miracles in people's homes and lives today.
Yes, Lord.
King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Do what only you can do. Move as only you can move. Lord, do the miracle people have been asking. Give that baby to that family.
Yes,
give that business to that man. Give that contract to that person. Do that miracle. Do that turnaround. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, confirm your word that you are the Holy One of Israel, that you are the only one that can do. We declare you are the only one that can do it. No man can do it. Do it, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, be it unto me. Be it unto me. Somebody pray, pray, pray. Be it unto me according to your word. Be it unto me. Be it unto me, Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. Every word you have spoken. Confirm with signs following. Signs. Following wonders, miracles, the impossible, and the colossal, where it was said, no way, let the way, the truth, and the life manifest, where it was said, no way, let the way, the truth, the life, manifest your glory in my life. Manifest your glory. Look at the yes, Lord, for your presence. Your presence, oh God. Presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Be it unto me, what you have spoken. Abundantly, what I ask, what I think, according to your power, the power that is present within us, within me, Lord, exceeding abundant divine protection, divine provision, divine guidance, divine leading. Divine solution. Knowledge of witty inventions, oh God. Yes, Lord. Let your name alone be glorified. Let your name alone. Your name alone be glorified. Manifest your glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. People, we're still praying. And please just receive the word of the Lord tonight. Be it unto me. Your presence, threefold, around, within, upon, manifest your presence, oh God. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the miraculous, oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, Reverend Lee, as you were ministering, the scripture just drops to me, Luke chapter 24. If the media team can help us bring it, Luke 24, verse 30. We are about to take communion now. But this scripture just came again to me as you were ministering. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 30. Luke 24 and verse 30. From there, verse 30, and then we read verse 31, verse 32. Just something like a confirmation of what you were saying, ministering about the presence of God is always present. The presence of God can be felt, and the presence of God can be seen. You know, when it manifests, can be seen. So Luke chapter 24, verse 30. I want us all to get ready with the emblems, with the communion, the bread. and with the wine, the, you know, the fruit juice representing the blood of Jesus. Now let's look at this. Luke 24:30. This was Jesus after, you know, he had resurrected, and you know, the disciples were wondering, you know, it was quite, you know, if we were living in their time, it's like they put all their faith in him and their hero was just dead. You know, he had gone. And, you know, the kind of so many emotions that will have been running through them. And the Bible says that now it came to pass. Jesus appeared to them now. It says it came to pass as he sat at the table with them. He took bread. He blessed. He broke it and gave to them. And then the miraculous happened. It says, then their eyes were opened. Now, there was, I mean, physically they could see. This is beyond the physical. This is like something supernatural, insight. You know, when you know, like someone's been trying to explain something to you for years, for months, explaining, and then all of a sudden, bang, it drops. And we say, I see. And that is what God is doing tonight. Some things we have not been seeing. And when and apart from things we have not been seeing, some of us are going to start seeing the miraculous. Amen. Seeing the miraculous. Seeing, recognizing the miraculous. Literally seeing. He says, then their eyes were opened. And they knew him. And then he vanished out of their sight. Now, this is the part you were talking about, you know, feeling the presence of God. And now verse 32 says, they said to one another, after they now got the insight, they had said, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, while he opened the scriptures to us? You know, that is what God is doing at this hour, people. They felt something while he was talking, but they didn't get it until their eyes were open. In the name of Jesus, please let us pray as we take communion tonight. Our eyes will open.
Amen.
We will begin not just to see, we will feel. The three things, you know, the man of God spoke about, we will experience the consciousness of his presence within us. Never leave nor forsake us. Someone, your confidence is coming back. You had given up. You thought everything was hopeless. You realize now God never left you, because he's saying, I will never leave nor forsake you. That is one. The second thing, his presence. We will begin to feel his presence in the name of Jesus. Amen. And see the effect of his presence and manifest in blessings, in healings, in miracles, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I just want us to get our communion ready. Let's get the bread. If you've got the bread with you, just take the bread. And these three things we are going to pray for. Lord, your presence. I will be more conscious of your presence. Two, I will feel your presence. And thirdly, I will see your presence in blessings, in miracles, in signs. Listen, Jesus said, signs follow those who believe.
That's right.
As believers, we are not going to read these things anymore. We will manifest these things.
Hallelujah.
Signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, devils will be cast out.
Yes.
Deadly things will be taken up. It won't hurt. We will heal the sick. We will cleanse the leper. Miraculous. The scriptures are, you read to us, the whole of creation waiting for the manifestation. This is that time. This is that season. The manifestation of the sons of God. So right now, let's take communion. Let's take the bread. And I read to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. As we eat together, drink together, we pray. And Lord, man of God, please, if you still have some words to release while we're praying, please feel free, sir. Feel free. Yes, sir. And I read 1 Corinthians chapter 11 to us. Everyone, let's take the bread. This is not the usual. We're not doing something religious tonight. We are stepping into a reality. The reality of communion, some of us will see it, literally feel it, and see the effect tonight. And, you know, there was a place where Jesus said, except you eat my body, drink my blood, you have no part in me. You will begin to become, you know, it's something about there's something about having a potential to be something, and you can have the potential and not actually manifest the thing. But we are moving away from potential now. If I remember our physics in secondary school, sir, potential energy now will turn to kinetic energy. There will be movement. There will be demonstration of the spirit and power. So I read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, for I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. People, take this bread right now. The Bible says when he had given thanks. Remember, he broke that bread. The Bible said he broke it. He said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Remember that scripture we read from Luke? When they took that bread, when he broke it and he gave, their eyes open. In the name of Jesus, let graves be opened. Let the dead come back to life. Let things that were said to be impossible come alive right now. Please, people, let's thank God for miracles. Let's thank God as we eat the bread together right now in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. As I eat this, I am part of you. I experience your manifest presence upon, within, around. In Jesus' name. Please, let's eat.
Experience your manifest presence.
Thank you, Jesus. Verse 25 says, in the same manner, he took the cup and after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26 says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. And one of the things that the word of God tells us about Jesus, one of his names, not just a title, is Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. We've learned tonight, God is not just with us, around us, is within, and his power comes upon us now for service to become everything he's created us to be. In the name of Jesus, as we have eaten and as we drink now, let the power of God,
amen,
work in us, around us, within us now, and we begin to manifest his glory in Jesus' name. Please, let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be it unto me according to your word.
Oh, yes, Lord. Please,
man of God, if you just want to just pray as we round up, as the Spirit leads you, sir, please just pray, everyone. Let's receive.
Intaralaboshanda. I command all over the world where people are watching this broadcast from, I command miracle. I command open doors.
Yes, Lord.
I command a way in, amen, the wilderness of people.
Amen.
And I pray, Father in heaven, King of kings,
thank you, Lord,
and Lord of lords, thank Holy you, Father, surprise your people. Amen. Open doors for your people.
Amen.
Open way for your people. King Amen. Of all kings, Lord of all lords, do what only God can do
yes,
in the Lord. Lives of your people, Father. Amen. Have Amen. Your way.
Amen.
Heal the sick right now.
Amen.
Your people have taken the communion.
Sure,
they have taken the body and the blood. Let there be healing.
Yes.
Let there be miracles. We vow to give you all the praise and the glory.
Glory.
Change people's situations around. Change people's negative circumstances around. Your word says that you're the one that lifts the poor from the dust, the needy from the dunghill. You are the one that sets up kings and brings down kings. We pray that you will do what only you can do. Have your way,
Amen.
Precious God. Have your way, King of Kings. Have your way, Father, Son, and Spirit, in the life of every person present. I decree and declare healings and miracles,
change,
victory, promotion, and lifting.
Amen.
I decree it done in the lives of people in
Amen.
The name of Jesus Christ. And I command anywhere there is a need for a miracle for incurable disease, I command that incurable disease be healed in
Amen.
The name of Jesus. I command deaf ears to open. I command dumb tongues be loosed in the name of Jesus. And I say, you deaf, dumb spirit, blind spirit, cancer spirit, I command you to come out.
Amen.
In Amen. The name of Jesus,
Amen.
I kill that cancer in
yes.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I command the deafness and dumbness to go in Jesus' name. I
Amen.
Command every manner of sickness to be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father. And I see something arriving for somebody that is watching this telecast. I see something you've been expecting arriving into your hands. And
Amen.
You will take reception of that thing you've been believing for. It arrives for you now. Just like the man of God said, just say like Mary said, be it unto
be
me. According to you, one of the most powerful things you can say during a prayer is the word amen. Just
amen.
Say, amen, amen, it shall be so. Just amen. Say, Lord, I receive, Lord, I receive, amen, Lord, I receive your word, I receive these prayers, lead on me according to your word in Jesus' precious name.
Amen, 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 amen. Wow, thank you so much. I just want us to pray. Sir, there's something in recent times that I believe the Spirit of God has been quickening within me. And it's this scripture, says that the laborer is worthy of his hire. Mm. The husbandman is the first partaker of the fruit. And it says, he that waters is watered also. I see a situation at times where we minister, you know, we pray for people and all that, things are happening, and then it's as if, you know, we settle for, well, we're happy for other people. What about us? I began to pray, sir, and I began to see results. And Lord, everything you speak to me, through me, I want to be the first sign.
Amen.
The first partaker. So I want us all to pray right now for Reverend Alric Kamon in the name of Jesus. As you have watered, you are watered, your wife is watered, your children are watered. Every single miracle, every single sign, first partaker, first sign is upon you, within you, around you, your family.
Amen.
Everything you are believing God for,
Amen.
Everything that seemed impossible, doors open,
Amen.
Doors open,
Amen.
Left, right, center,
Amen.
The favor of the Lord like a shield surround you.
Amen.
Every word that has been spoken tonight,
Amen.
Lord, the first sign, according to your word, we are agreeing with your word. Amen. And Lord, your son, your vessel you've used tonight will be the first partaker.
Amen.
His wife will be the first partaker. His
Amen.
Children will be the first partaker.
Amen.
His household will be the first partaker.
Amen.
Lord, the flock of God you've given him oversight will be the first partaker.
Amen.
Lord, as we share our testimonies, he will be the first to share his own
Amen.
Testimony. Father, thank you for the impossible you have done tonight.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is your word. So shall it be, because your word can never return to you void.
Yes, yes,
in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
And we bind and come against every spirit of any delay,
Amen.
Any spirit of pressure. The
yes.
word received tonight will not return void, will be accomplished
Amen.
In its time,
Amen.
Beautiful timing. Now is
Amen.
That time. Now is the acceptable time
Amen.
To the glory and praise of God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And Lord,
Amen.
Once again, I join, Lord, my brother, my friend, Reverend Iyamoni, in the name of Jesus, we give all the glory
yes,
to you.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Signs, wonders you have done
yes,
tonight.
We give
in
you
the
glory.
Name of
we
Jesus.
Give you the glory, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Praise
thank
God.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Wow.
Thank you,
Peter.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Deeply appreciate it.
Oh, wow. Great honor. People, I tell you, I was telling my brother, I have been praying. I'm telling you the truth. What happened tonight is an answer to my prayers.
Hallelujah.
I have been praying for the past 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. That Lord, I want to see my brother. I want
oh,
to.
Wow.
I remember, you know, like I was sharing with him behind the scenes that I think almost the last time that I remember seeing him, he was holding a crusade in the city of Ibadan in Nigeria. And I came from another city then. I went to witness that crusade. You know, the man of God that God's been confirming, using with signs, wonders, you know, crusades you've held in the past. But, sir, that is, you are moving from glory to glory.
Amen.
And I thank God that, well, he's hidden you for the past few years. But now, as you have spoken, his presence is glory.
Amen.
Another level.
Amen.
Another level is called you onto, and I'm so happy that this day has come to pass.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Our love, deepest appreciation to your lovely wife.
I will.
I still remember the last time that, you know, we're recounting. We met
yeah.
in the church. Then you had just married then. I was still seeking. Beautiful, lovely wife. You know, I still remember faintly. The two of you are like the same height. Very beautiful.
I'm a little taller.
Just slightly. You know, honestly, guys, you need to see Reverend Niyi Ari Kamono. He was one of the finest boys when we were in secondary school. Still fine. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Really, really honored to be with you.
Definitely.
I must say, Pastor Fola is a true man of God. And they're very rare. I'm not telling you the truth. He's a true man of God.
Thank
I mean, there's so much crazy stuff going on in the body of Christ. That's just the truth, you know. And when you can see a genuine man of God who has the heart of God and who loves not only God but also loves the people of God genuinely, you need to cling to that man. And this man is one of them. Trust me on that.
Thank you.
I want to say I felt the tangible presence of God.
Same here.
Podcast. It's trust me. It's and I, you know, I treasure and I honor God's presence. It's I don't take it for granted. And I felt that palpable presence of God over and over again. And I know something has happened in somebody's life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody watching this broadcast, hold on and just say, Lord, I receive. Be it unto me according to your word. You know, yes. When a ministry puts together a program like this, man, you need to watch that ministry carefully. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your son, his wife, and the precious team. And I want to salute this precious team. You know, well done, well done. This couldn't happen without you. Well done, well done. I mean, yeah. Pastor, but I'm proud of you all.
Thank you so much. You know, I don't know if you noticed now, and that's awesome. Now, please, you saw Bayo Yemo. Can you please display? He said that's true. Now, he was the one, and I know he's watching Yemo. God bless you, sir. He was the one that when I was asking on our forum, please, where is Biyi Amona? He was the one who told me about your church and told me that it seems like maybe you are now in the U.S. and all that. So thank you. I didn't know he was joining the service.
I love so much.
Yeah.
That's another man. I love him so, so much.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was joining. So, Yemo, God bless you, sir. Thank you. Yeah. Because he was the one who gave me a hint of where I could find you.
Yeah.
And all the GCI guys watching, God bless you.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
Grass Cutting Institute. we won't say the other one. We leave it at Grass Cutting.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. we hand over to the media team now. God bless you, sir. See you on the other side.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Right.